Usually when there's a screw up or a mess up or a scheduling conflict or some anything that is not correct on this show, it's me. It's my fault because I have made a career of screwing things up. It's worked for me. But we have Chantel Hyde, Canada's dating coach, in here. I'm going to help you turn up that headphone. See the one that says headphone? Turn it up. Is there a headphone on there? There you go. Is it working? See, I know how to do that. One of my things, but that's about it. So Chantel Hyde, Canada's dating expert, is in with us today. And in this case, it wasn't even me. Arlene Dell never screws anything up, ever. So you know I'm going to ride her ass about this one. Mm-hmm. Like the girl is like organized to a fault and listy and bullet pointy and organized. So anyway, you're here today. Hi.
Hello.
So we were going to talk about the incoming First Lady of France being taunted because there's a 24-year age gap between she and her husband.
So not fair.
Because there's a 25-year age gap between Donald and Melania.
Yeah, and right? Who cares?
Who cares? Yeah, people on the internet, apparently. Yeah.
Love is love.
Love is love. So we're going to talk about that coming up tomorrow, and we'll give it a little bump. So hi, welcome.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm so good.
Little baby Lulu, the pup, is wearing a dress. I don't know. I hope our friends at Rogers Cable 20 can pick her up. The TV, something that's not on. I didn't turn the television on. No, not my fault. Producer James didn't turn on. So she's wearing a little outfit today. She's got a little dress on.
She's got a tutu. And it's freaking adorable.
It is.
Do you know how hard it is to find a good tutu for a dog?
No.
It's very hard. They just lay too flat. And this one just goes poof right
up
over her back. Yeah.
And she lets you do that. She's happy to wear it.
You know, she sits still for mm-hmm. me while I put her little clothes on.
That's so sweet.
It's really cute.
She's so sweet.
I know. She's adorable.
I feel like my dog would run away from home if I tried to do that to her.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I also give her food.
Yes.
So
right. It's just like a child. Yep, here, eat this and do what I want you to do.
Right.
Okay, so what are we talking about today? You are in, and I was like, oh gosh, Chantel, we didn't expect you. I don't know what we're doing. So you tell me what we're doing.
I'm ready for you, even if you're not ready for me.
Perfect.
I love it. So here is a little hot topic that I've been dealing with lately, which is how do you deal with your partner when they're making you very, very angry?
Okay, yeah, and you and I have talked about this before, mm-hmm. Because you and your husband come from very different ideals and places, don't you?
Yes.
Like, for example, the way you've explained it to me is, you know, he's pretty right-wing politically.
Oh, my
God. Am I allowed to say that?
I didn't know I married a Republican.
You didn't know?
I mean, that was a huge one. Yeah.
Yeah. So during this last election time, you know, that must have been tough.
There were some adjustments that needed to be made.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
For sure.
So tell us, let's talk about fighting. And so is fighting healthy? Because we always hear everybody fights, everybody argues. It's not normal not to have arguments and fights and disagreements.
And I used to think that too, until I actually figured out how to not fight at all. So I used to feel before that point that, you know, you feel that build up, that pressure. You know what I mean. When there's a fight mm-hmm. that's bubbling under the surface and you're getting more and more angry about something.
It's physical. You're having a physical reaction.
Well, emotions.
I'm just going to get you to move. They want you to move just a ton. There you go. How's that?
Am I TV ready now?
Then now you're TV ready.
Yay.
What? Get more to the right?
What?
Oh, to the left. Is this
right.
Like dance? Are you joking me? Right now? Are you? Go to the left a little bit more.
Can I tell you, when I got married,
to the left,
I gave my wrong hand.
You did?
Well, yeah, because it's like you give him your left hand, and I'm like,
you gave your wrong hand.
Right, this left, that one, I don't know.
which left? Your left, other left. Yeah, well, we're getting, this is like a comedy of errors in here.
Other
this
left.
Morning. That's good.
Good morning.
It hurts my ADHD when I have him talking in my ear. I just wanted him to stop.
My ADHD.
It does. Do whatever it takes to make them shut up.
I think we're all having quite the morning today.
I know. Yeah. Okay. So with that physical reaction, that build you feel when
emotions are very physical. You know, when you talk about feel, like if I'm going to reach out and feel you,
mm-hmm.
you know, if I'm going to feel Lulu and I'm going to feel angry, right?
Yeah.
So it's tactile. It is physical. It exists. It is real. Feelings are very, very real. So, you know, the first thing that you have to do is allow yourself to have your feelings. Like, don't vomit your feelings on your partner, but allow yourself to experience them. So alone, you know, or with friends, with girls, because really nobody's going to understand you quite like a girl will. A male with his male brain cannot understand a female brain. It's just, it's impossible. I can't even understand really fully how your brain functions. There's certain things that are similar about us, like we're going to process 20,000 words a day, but I don't know what you're thinking. I can never occupy your space completely and know exactly how you're filtering the world.
So that's why it's always dangerous to say to somebody, I know how you feel.
Right.
Because we don't ever really know how someone feels.
No, that's exactly it. Mm-hmm. Like, I can never know exactly how you feel is how that sentence should start. I can never fully understand how you're feeling, but I empathize with you.
Yeah. Because here's how I feel it goes. You're in the kitchen. You're in a situation. Something has been upsetting to you, and you're in that moment right then and there. Am I supposed to, like, say to myself, hey, self, don't talk about this right now. You need to have some time to process it later with your girlfriends before you approach this situation?
Yes.
See, that's the hard part for me. Anybody who wears their heart on their sleeve, because my partner is going to be like, I know that you are, I'm a pot slammer and a door slammer. And I, like, I don't know how to, how do you halt that? He's going to tell. Yeah. He's going to know there's something
wrong,
right?
And that's okay. Right? You know, like, slam a few things if you want to. Don't talk yet.
So, but can I verbalize, listen, yep, I'm upset. I'm kind of annoyed with something, or I'm angry about something, and I'm not ready to discuss it with you yet?
You can. Okay, so if he opens a door, are you okay, right? Because he's going to notice, right?
Yeah.
If he's willing to address it with you, then he'll open the door.
Okay.
Right? Are you okay? If not, don't start the conversation yet, because you don't even know what to say.
Right.
You know, the only thing you're going to say is, I'm angry.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you understand why you're angry? Do you know what the solution should be yet? Until you know that, this is not the point to have a conversation, because what you're going to do is you're going to express yourself angrily. You're not going to know exactly what you're mad about. So you're going to go, you are making me mad, instead of taking responsibility for your anger and having something in mind that would be constructive. So all you're going to do is you're going to vomit your anger on him. He's going to get defensive because all you're doing is vomiting.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's going to go, well, you, and now you're in this back and forth of blaming each other angrily, and there's no solution. So now you just escalated it to another level.
Yeah, and that's tough to own your own emotion and your own feelings. And I learned that in a previous relationship, that I did that. I started a lot of things with you. Even putting something in front of that. When you say this, it makes me feel like, but that owning your own feelings, and in an angry way and in a happy way, understanding nobody's responsible for your happiness but you, that's tough.
Yeah. So, you know, you slam something and he says, are you okay? Because he's willing to have that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
The answer is no, because that's the truth, right? Always state the truth.
Yep.
No, I'm having a hard time.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Now, where is this defensiveness going to come from when you say that?
Right.
Nowhere.
Because there's no pointing with a word
it's,
or
I'm otherwise. Having a hard time.
Yep.
And if you don't know really fully where that's coming from, then say, I need to process this a little bit. I'm feeling angry. I'm having a hard time dealing with this situation. I need to do some thinking before I can talk to you about it.
Yeah.
Right? But if you're clear, if you're angry, but you're clear. So, you know, the first step, have your feelings, you know, and for me, I mean, the last time it was like, I'm so angry, I'm going to do some yoga. And while I'm doing this yoga, every once in a while, just rest on my hands and knees and just feel this anger boiling inside of me. Allow feelings to go through you instead of staying in you.
Yes.
So relax into the feeling, feel the feeling, let it happen inside of you to the full extent. Don't vomit them on people.
Mm-hmm.
Just let them happen. And it's going to let you calm down a little bit, because all this boiling inside of you is going to be blocking your mind a bit.
And that's a natural, we naturally fight against uncomfortable feelings and emotions, don't we? Instead of just absorbing and realizing, you know, in this moment, I'm angry, I'm upset, I'm, you know, discontent, but I've been this way before. And then I was happy again later that it's fleeting. All emotions tend to be fleeting, don't they?
They are. Yeah. Well, if you let them flow.
Yes.
Right?
Because then that's how it should go. The only way through it is through it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, we're a culture of avoidance.
Yes.
You know, I feel bad, so I'm going to eat something, drink something, smoke something, you know, that's going to make me avoid this feeling instead of just processing the feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to blame something, get in a fight. It's going to exteriorize this anger and make me feel better when I do that. Have your feeling. Just let yourself have the feeling. And then step two, get to the root of it. So the question you need to ask yourself is, what do I want? Why am I feeling this way? What am I missing in my wants that makes me feel this way? So when you get to the root of it by saying, what do I want? What's lacking? Why I'm angry, which means I'm lacking something that I feel is vital to me. What do I want? And do some journaling. Really write that out, because this is part of your solution that you're going to present. This is how you avoid fighting. When you present solutions to your problems, you don't blame.
Mm-hmm. My father used to say that all the time. Don't come to me with a problem unless you have a solution too.
Yeah. It's the same thing. Why would that not apply to relationships?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why aren't we being more thoughtful, more conscious in our relationships?
Yeah, but because it's matters of the heart, right? And we just feel like we're so just led by emotion that it's
culture,
that might be
blame, yeah. Exteriorize outside of me. I'm not responsible for what's taking on inside of me.
So once you do that, once you have, so, and gosh, you sounded like Olivia Pope. Do you watch Scandal? Do you watch the show Scandal?
No.
What do you want? She always says that to her clients. What do you want? So when you come, what happens then if you do these steps? You say, I need some time. You process.
Yep.
You ask yourself, what do you want? Mm-hmm. You figure out what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come to your partner and present it all.
Yes.
And they say, no.
Well, you know, part of this process is all about taking responsibility for yourself, right? So separate your emotions from your partner. Don't make your partner responsible for your emotions. You be responsible for your emotions. So, you know, the last time I did this, I ended up saying to my husband, you know, look, I need you to know that when you do this certain behavior, it creates this behavior in me. So say it's a lack of communication. If you don't communicate well with me, I feel more distant. You can do what you want with this information. I'm not telling you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Just know when you do this, you can expect that from me.
Right. Wow. Okay. So what was the last fight you had about?
Oh.
Tell me about that. Like, does this work every time for you, or do you, even you, Chantel Hyde,
so
Canada's
far, so
dating
good.
Coach, really?
Yes. So the last time, and it was about lack of communication, and I just felt increasingly frustrated because, you know, one occurrence is one occurrence,
mm-hmm.
but five similar occurrences creates a pattern,
right.
And a pattern is disruptive and can make you feel disrespected. And so, you know, I had this pattern going on of a lack of communication.
When you say lack of communication, are you talking about kind of those everyday things like I'll be home in an hour, I'm picking up dinner, like that kind of communication, or the more intimate kind of, you know, serious communication, I suppose, that should exist in a relationship?
I would say the more serious,
yeah.
You know, because like the little things, you got to kind of let them slide. You know, people are going to be people. And if you're micromanaging your partner, you really need to get a dog.